It's Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. We're moving at record speed to develop and approve a vaccine for the coronavirus. But after that comes the hard part, distributing the vaccine. The coordination, planning, and communication needed to pull this off will be so complex, and it has many worried, considering the poor response to the pandemic by the administration so far. Lena Sun, reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for what could be the largest vaccination campaign ever undertaken. Thanks for joining us, Lena.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the coronavirus vaccine and when we finally get it. As it is, it's been moving at warp speed just for the development of it. We're in phase three trials for a number of candidates now. But once those get approved, then it's another hard part, an equally or even harder part, is to distribute it to tens of millions of people. Immunizing the U.S. population could be the single largest vaccination campaign ever undertaken, and has a lot of people worried. We've seen how the administration has handled a lot of the pandemic so far, the response to it, and it's been uneasy at best, let's say. And this immunization effort is going to take a ton of coordination and planning and communication between the government and individual states. It's going to be really tough. So, Lena, tell us a little bit about what it's going to look like to distribute all of these vaccines.
As you mentioned, it is going to require a lot of coordination. And part of the confusion comes from the lack of information that has come out from the administration. President Trump and officials have repeatedly said that the military is going to be involved in the distribution, but they haven't given the specifics of how that's going to work. And the existing immunization infrastructure in this country is a network that pushes out millions of doses of routine childhood vaccinations every year. And it was used during the 2009 H1N1 swine flu pandemic. CDC runs that network with the states, and they basically scaled it up to push out vaccine, influenza vaccine, in that pandemic. This time around, it's not exactly clear whether they're going to rely solely on the CDC system, whether they're going to create a new system, or whether it's going to be some kind of hybrid. At a briefing that was given for reporters last week, the Health and Human Services Department, which is the lead agency for the pandemic response, told us that it was going to be a hybrid and that DOD was going to do everything related to the logistics, getting the vaccine to the right places at the right times in the right conditions. Remember, we're talking about multiple vaccine candidates. Some of the vaccines may need to be stored at temperatures, you know, minus 80 degrees, so you might need special freezers or refrigerators. And the different vaccines may require different dosing. You might need two doses 14 days apart or two doses 28 days apart. Yeah. And you need to make sure that whoever is getting the vaccine is getting the right dose from the right manufacturer. And if they have to come back for a second dose, that they're getting the right one. So it's very complicated logistically. And you need to know how it's going to be distributed to get pushed out. There was a meeting last week where CDC told the groups involved in immunization that the model is going to be one based very similar on what was used in 2009. And in that case, there was a central distributor. States would have to prioritize and approve the request for vaccine, and then the central distributor would push out the vaccine. But it's not been very clear at all. And the people most closely involved in this effort have been trying to glean information in bits and pieces from telephone calls and webinars. And really, they say, you just need to put it out and be transparent so everybody knows how this is going to work.
Just reading through some of this and all the questions and open-endedness of it was making my head spin, kind of, because, you know, we have to get this right the first time. And the timing is so crucial. As you mentioned, some of these vaccines might need to be refrigerated a specific way. There's could be a worry of them expiring if they're sitting too long or just don't make it to their destination in time. The logistics of this is pretty mind-boggling. And then there comes about people's distrust of vaccines already as related to this. You know, 7 in 10 Americans say they would get a vaccine to protect against COVID-19, but there's 1 in 7 Americans say they wouldn't because they distrust vaccines in general. You also have to factor in communities of color that aren't always trusting of government entities and how they roll things out. And they're the ones that are most at risk. So there's just a lot of questions. And you're mentioning how groups are starting to plan ahead. The National Association of Governors said, you need to start planning now for how this is all going to be rolled out. Nobody wants to get caught flat-footed on this.
It sounds like it's like far, far away, right? But the problem is you don't know when you're going to have those first limited doses. You know, it might be tens of millions of doses, even though pharmaceutical companies have been offering these very rosy predictions of how much they're going to be able to churn out. And you need to plan now. But if you don't have the specifics, as some of the state officials were telling me, then you sort of have to double plan, right? If the state is going to be involved in distribution and play a bigger role, do they need to go lease warehouse space? Do they need to go rent freezers and refrigerators? Or if they're going to rely on the traditional way of doing things, okay. But if you don't know, you sort of have to plan for both scenarios. And guess what? We are still in the middle of a really serious pandemic surging everywhere. And it's the same people who have to deal with the outbreak and deal with the coronavirus pandemic and also all the other public health things. There's not like a whole separate team waiting around just to do this.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I think you said it right. We got to put the plan out there. And if it needs to be modified as we go, that's great. But at least people, states, whatever entity is working on the distribution of it, have this guideline that they can work on to start implementing. It's going to be the hugest undertaking that we've gone through with these vaccination programs. And I mean, it's like I said, we just got to get it right the first time if we can. Lena Sun, health reporter at The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.